Shalom to all. Today's Av is Shalom Miguel Daf Chav Zayin. We are starting about the 10th line with the words of Shem Lakish Bay. And today's Av is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sarabas, Miaka Moshe, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah. And we can even talk about the Karban Omer. The Gemara tells us Shem Lakish Bay, Rish Lakish asks as follows. Ktsir Sa Omer, Mao Shiyat Chas Shabbos Bayayim is cutting of the Omer, Doicha Shabbos during the day. We know the Karban Omer is supposed to be cut at night, meaning the night before the second day of Pesach. And the question is, according to the Manda Omer, that it's even allowed to be cut during the day. If it happens to be the second day of Pesach on Shabbos, is it Doicha Shabbos then? Now, obviously, it's Doicha Shabbos at night, but perhaps that's only because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and a mitzvah done in the proper time is beloved. However, when it's done during the day, well, it's not necessarily considered the proper time. Maybe it's not Doicha Shabbos. So as for Rabbi, Rabbi asks as follows: Vatanin, we have a mission that says mitzvah isa luktzar b'layla. It's a mitzvah to cut it during the night. Niktzar b'yom, if it's cut during the day, kosher, it's kosher. V'doicha shabbos, and it's Doicha Shabbos. Clearly, Rabbi is understanding that the words v'doicha shabbos are going on both the ktsira at night and during the day. So because you see, the cutting the omer during the day is Doicha Shabbos. However, like Kible, Rish Lakish did not accept this answer because he understood that Doicha Shabbos in this Mishnah is going only on the Ketzira at night, but not the Ketzira during the day. But now, Amar Vacher Vacha tells us the Chazer Beir Shimon Lakshman Adav, Rish Lakish ended up being Chazer from the Shita. And why is that? Well, because we have another Mishnah. Now, this describes the whole procession that used to happen when they would cut the Omer. It was Matzah, the first day of Pesach. The Shliach of Bezdin that was going to do the harvesting, he went out to the field, and a whole bunch of people from the surrounding cities came with him. So it was a whole big Matzah. And this is what the Mishnah says. Kim Shech HaShecha, once it got dark, meaning once it was Matzah, the first day of Pesach, Amar Lahen, he would tell them, Baha Shemesh, to the sunset, Omer Hin. They would say yes. And then he would ask again, Baha Shemesh, to the sunset, Omer Hin. He would say yes. Now in the Mishnah as well, he tells them, Shabbos Hayoim, is it Shabbos today? If it was Shabbos, and they say yes. That's clearly emphasized that even though it's Shabbos, there's still a lot to cut the barley. Now the question is, Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to over here? Imo Laila, if we're talking about this conversation happening at night, Kvaru Omer, that was already said, meaning there's repetitions over here. Why does everything have to be repeated? El rather, Imo Laila, Taneu Layoim, and there's no reason to say that every part of this conversation is referring to the night, apply that some of it is talking about during the day. So it means that even if the Omer is being harvested during the day and it's Shabbos, it's still Doicha Shabbos. We continue talking about something being Doicha Shabbos. Doicha Shabbos is Shabbos b'yayim. Something is Doicha Shabbos during the day. Machshirav ma'ashiyadchu is a Shabbos b'layla. What about a preparatory stage for it? Is that Doicha Shabbos at nighttime or maybe not? Perhaps since the night, meaning Friday night, is not time to do this thing, it's only Shabbos day. So maybe doing the preparatory things for it is not permitted Friday night, only Shabbos day. Think more times Raya, Vatanin, we have a Mishnah. Hamidu Isaac Chavitin Las Chavitin. We have a Mishnah Maseches Tamid that describes the whole schedule of what they did in the Beis Hamikdash in the morning. And one of the things that they did was the Isaac Chavitin, the Kaihanim, that were going to prepare the Chavitin, which is the mincha brought by the Kohen Gadol every single day. They started preparing it, and this is while it was still night, meaning they got to the Beis Hamikdash so early in the morning it was actually still considered night. And so we see that they would start doing these preparatory things for the Chavitin even when it was nighttime. Says the Gemara, no, Tifter B'chol. We could explain that that's only referring to the weekday. So as, let's say it was a regular weekday, then they would start preparing the Chavitin when it was still nighttime. However, if it was Shabbos, they would only prepare it during the day. However, right away, the Gemara retracts it by saying, Tanur v'chibar ada, a Mishnah later on tells us, Beferosh, Zeu Seder Tamid Lavoides Beiselekenu, Bein Bechel, Bein Beshabbos. This is the Seder, the Karban Tamid, whether during the week or even on Shabbos. So we see that the Machshirin of something that is allowed to be done only during the day on Shabbos, those Machshirin are still allowed to be done Friday night. Another attempted Raya, Vataninin, we learned in the Mishnah, Katsru and Sunun Bekupais, they would cut down the barley for the Omer and they'd put it into baskets, Veviyu Bahazar, then they'd bring it into the Hazara, and then they would put it in fire, Kedei Lekayim Boi Mitzvahs Kali. In order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kali, the Pasuk tells us that the grain of the Omer should be toasted. That's what Kali is, and so that's what they would do in the fire. They would toast it, and this was done at night, because as we just said before, the Ketzira, the harvest of the Omer, took place at night, and right away they would put it in baskets and bring it to the Azara and toast it. So we see that something was just a preparation for the main thing. The preparation is toasting it. The main thing is bring the Omer the next day. That's still allowed to be done on Friday night. However, Amar Bias, Rabbi Yosef says, not a raya, mitzvah. Since he started the mitzvah, we tell him to finish it. So really, in essence, this is considered a continuation of the ketzira, of the cutting of the Omer, and not really its own thing. However, Rabbi Yudin Kapitkaya asked him for Rabbi Yosi, Hagatzimcha, think about it for yourself. Shabam and Aliyah, let's say this barley came from something that was already harvested. Let's say they weren't able to find any fresh barley to cut, and so they took something that was already harvested. Since he didn't start the mitzvah tonight, because he wasn't harvesting it tonight, are we not going to tell him to finish it? In other words, are we going to not tell him to toast this barley Friday night before the day where it's going to be brought as a Karban Omer? And we don't have an answer to this question. Chav Zayin Omer Beis on top, the Gemara continues. Hasar Rav Yaakov Bar Susi Kumi Rav Yosa. He asks as follows, suggesting another answer to the question. Vatanin, we learned in a Mishnah, Shamahalach Laila V'yayim Mechalan Asa Shabbos V'yayitzen L'Eitzah Chodesh. If a person has to journey for a night and a day, he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to go out for Eitzah Chodesh, which means if he saw the new moon and he's going to go testify that he saw it, if it's going to take him a night and a day to journey, Shani, so he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos so that he could get to the Beis HaMikdash before Shabbos is over in order for them to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh. So it seems to be that even though something is only able to be done during the day of Shabbos, he's allowed to already be Mechal Shabbos, meaning it's Daicha Shabbos from the nighttime, because Kiddush HaChodesh only happens during the day, but he's already allowed to leave Friday night, meaning he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos Friday night for something that's going to be done during the day. That seems like a good answer to our question. Our Rav Lehi told him not a raya, Mekivin Shayyim Tzarchal Laila V'Laila Tzarchal Yom, since the day needs the night and the night needs the day, Kamisha Kula Yom, it's as if the entire thing is a day. In other words, since we need these Edim during the day in order to hear their Edos so we can be Mekadesh L'Chodesh, so them leaving at night is really considered like it's connected to the day, and therefore it's not like they're leaving at night. It's just considered daytime for all intents and purposes. The question the Gemara really was asking is, what about something that could only be done Shabbos day and the Machshirin don't have to be done Friday night? The question is, could you do them Friday night? Is that okay? And we still don't have an answer based off of this. Now the Gemara just concludes on Rabbi Yisrael Bun. He explains differently that this is the reason why the Eden for Kiddush HaChodesh are allowed to leave already Friday night and they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos then. That's because V'loy L'mafreyu HuKodesh, hasn't the day become Kodesh L'mafreya retroactively, meaning when they're Mekadesh L'Chodesh already from the beginning of that day, it's considered Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, Gimikimishu Kodesh L'mafreyoi, since it's Kodesh L'mafreya retroactively, Hu Yom Hu Laila, the day and the night is really the same thing. Hajjalach Parakoy L'mafreya, Mal Zohar finishing the second Parak Maseches Megillah, just like Zohar finished this Parak together, we should Zohar finish the entire Maseches Megillah together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together, and moving right on to the third Parak. Now, over here, we're going to be discussing the concept of Malin B'Kodesh V'loy Meridin. We always go up in Kedusha and not down. So, knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, B'nei Ho'ir Shemachru Chayvashel Ir, the people of the city that sold the main open area of the city, like the town square, they decided to sell it. Loichin b'damaya beis hakneses, they have to use that money they received to build or purchase a shul. They're not allowed to use it for something of equal kedusha, meaning they're not allowed to buy another rechayv shul ear, and they're for sure not allowed to go down in kedusha. They have to go up, so they have to buy a shul. And we're going to explain in the Gemara why exactly rechayv shul ear is something special. Now beis hakneses, if they sell a shul loichin teva, they have to buy an aron kodesh. That's what a teva is. Teva loichin mitpachos. If they sell an aron kodesh, they have to buy the mitpachos, which is like the cover of different svarim. Mitpachos loichin svarim. If they sell the mitpachos, then they have to buy svarim themselves. Svarim is scrolls, like Nevim and Ksuvim, for example. And svarim, what about those? If they were sold, like Chen Torah, they have to buy a Sefer Torah, which again is going up in Kedusha. Avol Machru Torah, but if they sold a Torah, really, it shouldn't be sold in the first place. But if it was sold for one reason or another, lo yichlu svarim, they're not allowed to go down and buy svarim, because those are of lower Kedusha. They are allowed to buy another Sefer Torah, because there isn't any other option, but they're definitely not allowed to go down. And also svarim, like Chumit Pachos, if they sell svarim, they're not allowed to take that money and buy covers for svarim. And mitpachos leichlu teva, if they sell the covers, they're not allowed to buy an aron kodesh. And teva leichlu beis hakneses, if they sell the aron kodesh, they're not allowed to buy a shul. And beis hakneses leichlu ser rechayv, if they sell the shul, they're not allowed to buy a rechayv. And mechim b'masreihen, also with the leftover money. Let's say, for example, they sold the aron kodesh and they bought mitpachos with that money, but they had some left over. They're not allowed to take that leftover money and buy something of lower kedusha. They still have to use that money for something of higher kedusha. Says the Gemara, b'nei ha'ir shemachru chayv shel ir v'chulu. Now, Amar Rabbi Yechonon, he clarifies, Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yisahi. This mission is going like shitas from Nachum Rabbi Yisah. Nachum Rabbi Yisah Amar, he says, rechayv shel ir yesh la kedusha. The main area of the city, the town square, it has kedusha. Why? Shekin mitzin sefer Torah v'karim by barabim. That's because on public fast days, they take out the Sefer Torah and they read it in public in the town square, as we learned in Maseches Tainis. Therefore, it has Kedusha, so you can't just sell it and use the money for anything you want. You have to go up in Kedusha. Baram Karabanon, however, Kontra Rabbanon, also Asik Harchak Arba Amos, they just treat it like distancing for Amos. In other words, they just treat it as a place of tefillah, and just like, as we're going to see in a moment, in a place where a person is davening, he's not allowed to spit or urinate, and if he does, he has to go for Amos. So it's the same thing in the Rechayv Shel Ir. So at least when they daven there, it does have a little bit of Kedusha, but it's not considered an official kedusha that wouldn't allow them to sell it and use the money for whatever they want. We continue discussing this daily we just mentioned. Rabbi Yirmiyah quotes from Shul Bar Chalaf, who says, "B'shem Rav Adar Bar Achva, Hamespalel, someone who davens lo yarik, he's not allowed to spit ad shehalchar ba'amis until he goes dalad amis." Which means when he's davening, if he feels the need to spit, he has to walk dalad amis and then he has to spit. He's not allowed to spit in the place where he's davening. And Rabbi Yisrael Bun, he tells us, "V'chein harikin, somebody who already spat al yispalel, he's not allowed to daven in that place ad shehalchar ba'amis. He has to walk 4 amis away." And Tani, we have a brisa, Hamas. If a person is davening, he's not allowed to urinate until he walks 4 amis away, and then he's allowed to relieve himself. And v'chein hamatol mayim, if a person already urinated, al yispal achal charba amos, he's not allowed to daven in that place. He has to walk 4 amis away. Now, Amar Yaakov Rachi, he tells us loysayv davar achal charba amos. It's not ultimately that he has to physically walk 4 amis away. El afilu shah kedei hilach charba amos. It's enough if he just waited the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amis. That's sufficient, and then he can continue davening, or he could start davening. And the reason reason for that is, im oimer ad ad shehalach arba amos, if you want to say that he has to physically walk 4 amos away, yehei aser, it should always be aser to daven in an area, because afani oimer, I also have to suspect, acher bav hitel sham, that maybe somebody was just there, and he had relieved himself over there, so you can't daven in that place either. Therefore, it must be, that it's not that there's an iser of davening where somebody had just urinated. It just can't be that it's immediately afterwards. It has to be that you wait the amount of time before amos, then it's okay to daven there, even though it's in the same place. We go back to discussing what the Mishnah was. By Shanoi Shalun Rav Imi, the people of Beis Shan, they asked Rav Imi as follows, Ma ulika chavanu Beis HaKnesses Zu, v'livnei Beis HaKnesses Acheres. Are we allowed to take stones from this shul and build another shul with it? Let's say this shul was destroyed, it's out of use, it's in disrepair, and they want to dismantle it, and then take those stones and use those to help build the shul somewhere else. Amrloin, he told them, Aser, it's Aser to be done. And Rav Chalba, he clarifies, Lo Aser Rav Imi, elabnei Agmas Nefesh. Rav Imi Asered only because of Agmas Nefesh. In other words, he didn't Aser because Me'ikr Hadin, it's Aser, and you're not allowed to use these stones for another Beis HaKnesses. It's perfectly fine, technically, to use them. It's just that Rav Imi wants the shul to remain in disrepair and not be dismantled so that people have Agmas Nefesh. They're going to walk by the shul and it's going to be a pain in the heart. Oy, we have this shul that's been destroyed. We really have to fix it up. We really have to rebuild it. And that way, the shul will be rebuilt instead of being completely dismantled and take the stone somewhere else. Now, Chav Chasam Ralph on top, we continue. Rav Gurion Omar, that Migdoloi Shoin Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, the people of Mugdol, they asked Rish Lakish, Ma'olika Chavanu Me'ir Zuv Livnes Bir Acheres. Are we allowed to take stones from the shul of this city and go build a shul in a different city? Amrulani told them, Aser Tzaser. And Hayir Rav Imi, Rav Imi Paskind, Afilu Mizrach Lamar Rava Aser, even dismantling a shul in the east of the city and rebuilding it in the west of the city is Aser, Vimnei Churban Esya Makaim, because the Churban of that place, we don't want a shul in any particular place to be completely dismantled and destroyed and not there anymore. Therefore, if we have a shul that was destroyed, it's in disuse, it's in disrepair, keep it there, and that way people are going to fix it up and once again go back to using that shul. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Dinim of the Mishnah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.